I want you to put fire in your word and let it go into every heart in the name of Jesus. That they will not forget it. But Lord, they will go out and do the word, and the word will work for them in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to thank our Father in the Lord, Pastor Larry Joda, and Deacon and his baby brother for this opportunity to share God's word with people. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma. It's really an honor. And also everybody that has come to church this morning for coming and for a ready heart to receive. And I pray that as God's word is coming, it will minister to every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the season of more of God. And also, we've been talking about fire. Fire in the word, fire in prayer, and our conference, the fire conference. How many of us have recovered from it? I'm still here to recover from it. Because there's so much more that actually happened that season. And I'm going to go in the light of that. And I'm going to be talking to us about fire in the word. Can somebody say it after me? Fire in the word.
Fire in the word.
Fire in the word.
Fire in the word.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And the reason why this topic, fire in the word, is this. A man can speak, and if that word come to pass, it will be kept next time the man speaks. We'll be wondering, if he said something now and it come to pass, if he say another thing, it might come to pass. If he say it again and it's come to pass again, the third time if he says it, everybody will gather themselves and say, wow, this man, every time he says it, he's always coming to pass. Let me be careful how I walk around. The way God designed his word is to always come to pass. That's the way God designed his word. And the way God designed all of us is that our word should come to pass. I know some people are afraid that if anything I'm saying comes to pass, I'm in trouble. Because we know what we say. Sometimes when you are driving and somebody just corner you, and you would have said it before, you remember that, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know when somebody offends you and you're like, you said it, and you said, I wish I had not said that. Imagine if every word you utter from your mouth comes to pass. Do you know prayer will be simple? Getting money will be simple. People will honor you. Even if they don't respect you. But as long as you are there, they know that anything you say is comes to pass, they will keep quiet. They will be like, let's be careful around it. And I want to show us something, that it is possible to have all your word come to pass. If you would do what God's word says, you will see what God's word is saying. I came across this scripture during one class. I was a student in the class, and the man was talking to us. And as he was talking, he read this scripture. From that day, that scripture branded itself in my heart. And I want to read it to you. Can we open our Bible to the book of Psalm, chapter 39, verse 3. I will read it from King James. I will read it from New Living Translation. The reason why I'm reading it from those two scriptures is that there's some word in King James that are hidden. Because the way King James was written, it was written at a certain time. There's some English they are using then that are not actually contemporary English that we are listening to now. That's why I will read it from now. Psalm 39, verse 3. He said, my heart was hot within me while I was musing. The fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Neo living. He He said, the more I thought about it, the hotter I got. He said, igniting the fire of the word within me. Before I continue, I will tell you a story of a man. They were supposed to have a board meeting. Everybody had been saying something. And this man just stood up and said something in 2 minutes, and the whole meeting started cut out. And everybody was wondering, everybody had been talking since. Nothing happened. And this man spoke for 2 minutes and the meeting scattered. He said, I've been thinking about what I will say for 2 weeks. So he's been thinking about it. So when he spoke, his word was much more powerful than people that thought it on the spot. And that is what is taking me back to this place. That if you spend time on God's word, thinking about it long enough, it will come to a time that that fire in the world will so much be burning you that when you speak, your word is not just now ordinary word, it becomes a law in the land. Did you get it? Did you get it? That if you spend time, do you know an average film, you watch it for 2 hours, an average film, or 1 hour 45 minutes. And after you've watched it for 1 hour 45 minutes, you can tell us what will happen then. If you take just one verse of the Bible and you spend an equal amount of that time without sleeping on that verse alone, just thinking about it, it will get to a time that you will not be able to withhold yourself. You will have to say something. And when you open your mouth and say that, the fire mixed with that, that causes it to come to pass. I've seen it happen. I've even done it before. That sickness was on my body. And I told myself, I said, I'm not going to pray about it because I can pray about it and get it off. I said, I want to test the power in the word alone. So I stayed with that scripture, just thinking about it, saying it to myself, thinking about it, saying it to myself, thinking about it, saying it. I didn't do any other thing. I did not talk to anybody. I was thinking about it, saying it, thinking about it, saying it, thinking about it. It got to a time, the sickness just disappeared. I didn't know what happened. I did not pray about it. I just stayed in the word. And I'm going to show you from the scripture, because everything I'm talking about now is not hearsay. It is what is written. That if you will do it, God's word is anointed. You don't need any anointing to come on God's word. It's already anointed. So if it's already anointed, if you take God's word that is anointed, the anointing of that word will come over you and will change the course of your life. Let me read this praise to you. Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Jeremiah said, I will not make mention of it, nor speak anymore in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bone. And I was weary and forbearing. What this man was saying is this: I'm not going to be declaring God's word anymore. But that word, because it was resident on his inside, it was now burning on his inside. The fire of it was so much that the guy could feel it in his bones. And that is fire in the world. The amount of time you spend with it determines the result that will come from it. It's not only about preaching, speaking. I've heard people say, I'm not going to speak God's word. I said, if you have not meditated or think about it long enough and you are speaking it, it's almost as though you didn't load the gun, but you are firing it. People are hearing the gunshots, but they are not seeing the effect. Does that make sense? You are hearing, but you are not seeing the effect. The effect of a gun, even if you are not hearing the sound, is that it will be effective. And that is how God's word is. That if you will stay with it, it will be effective in Jesus' name. It will be effective in Jesus' name. Amen. It will be effective in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, let's go to meditation, because that is actually the cross of the matter. We can read God's word. If I ask you, anyone can read the chapter. Not many people are reading it anyway. But if you read it, there's a nourishment you get. If you study it, meaning that if you look at a particular topic, you're studying it, you are reading, you are checking this one, you are checking this one. It gives you another nourishment. But all those nourishment are small in quantity as when you stay with it and you meditate on it. I will explain it better. There's some food, you can get it fresh. And while you are cooking in the kitchen, you can be putting it in your mouth. You don't need to cook some food for them to be edible. But do you know what? If you are about to prepare a dinner for yourself, while you are preparing that dinner, you can be putting it in your mouth. It will satisfy you that much. But it's just to keep you running. While you are preparing it at some certain stage in meat, if you boil it enough, it's succulent enough, you can pop it in your mouth.
Yes, sir.
But that is still not food. At least it's just something to keep you going. If you have an husband that eats like me, you can go to the kitchen while you are playing, you pick one and put it in your mouth and walk away. And that is part of the benefit of going to the kitchen sometimes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But do you know what? If you tell your husband that since you pick one or two meat, you are satisfied, the guy will look at you and you must be joking. I'm waiting for my dinner. Now, meditation is like after you finish cooking, you finish buying all the ingredients, and you are sitting down and eating it. That is where the full benefit of cooking comes. Now, every word of God is profitable. Eating it, reading it, studying it, they give you certain nourishment. But you will not get the full benefit of it until you stay and meditate. And that is why laziness is not an option as a believer. Praise the Lord. You can't be lazy about God's word. And you know one thing I want to explain to you is this. It has nothing to do with whether this sister or brother is spiritual. Well, some people tell me, that brother is spiritual. I always ask them, what do you mean by that? What they mean is that the guy probably wears suit, is always looking down, probably fasting. And do you know what? That's not the definition of spirituality. No. I beg to differ. Definition of spirituality is what I'm telling you. God's word and prayer. That is the definition. If you pray and study God's word, you are spiritual. Do you know one thing? Everything we've ever received from God boils down to those two things. If you are not doing those two things, I don't care what you are telling us, you are not spiritual. Until you go down to that place. And now, Joshua, the man of God, after Moses died, they've been circling the mountain for 40 solid years. They've not entered the land. The guy knew Moses. He the miracles, the signs, the wonders that Moses has wrought. He knew how difficult the children of Israel were. And he looked at him. When they gave him the assignment, fear catched him. He said, if Moses, that in front of all of us, somebody offended Moses, and he said, if I am a servant of God, if you go down to the grave of your parents, I would not be servant of God. And the guy said, the land open in front of all of them is not go and come. The land open in front of all of them and swallow them. So this man, when it was his time to reign, he asked to go. And fear was there. And God looked at him and said, Moses, my servant, is gone. You are the next in line. Now, this is what I'm going to say. And he gave him. And this will be the last thing I'm going to say in this scripture. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate on it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is therein.
For then thou shalt make your way prosperous and have good success.
Of everything that God would have asked the man to do, to fast for 40 days, to do this spiritual exercise, that was the only thing he said to me. He knew that if that man would do that one thing, every other thing, he would be able to minister to him. And he said, he must meditate on it day and night. And he said, if you do that, if you will only do that, your word will become a fire.
Amen.
And you will not only look like Moses, you will surpass him.
Amen.
Because Moses spent 40 days in front of God, just reading 10 commandments. How many verses is 10 commandments? How long do you think it will take a man to read 10 commandments? And he meditated on it for 40 days. And his story changed. Praise the Lord. Let's bow down.
It was just 16 minutes. That's interesting.